Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm Tiffany Jones.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead and send Ms. Jones over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hi, I'm here.
Hello, Tiffany. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. We're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Great to hear. And then before we get started, I just want to verify. I have your phone number down as 205-705-7512. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. And we are on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have anyone.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents with any other law firm regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who used hair relaxers?
It's for me.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Okay, sorry to hear that as well. When were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I got the diagnosis June 15th of this year.
Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
His name was Timothy Leach, L-E-A-C-H.
And where did Dr. Timothy Leach practice out of?
He's at Jamir Medical Center. I went to the one in Walnut Creek.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and let's see, is that on Tampico?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Probably so. I use them every 6 to 8 weeks.
Every 6 to 8 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Like however many it would be like in that time frame.
Okay. So you don't know how many times per year you used hair relaxers?
No, not like a specific number. I just know how often I would get my hair done.
Okay, so, and you're sure you used hair relaxers 6 to 8 weeks, every 6 to 8 weeks?
Yes.
Okay, so there are 52 weeks in a year. So if we just do the math, 52 divided by 6, that would be around 8 to 9 times per year. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And where were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
It was at John Muir.
Okay, at John Muir. Okay. 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 And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. What is your date of birth?
It's March 22nd, 1991.
Okay. March 22nd, 1991?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you have any friends or family members who are also affected by hair relaxers?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, and in what state did you use hair relaxers?
In California.
Okay. And when would you say you first started using hair relaxers? What year?
2016.
Okay. 2016. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
I just stopped using them this year.
Okay.
After I started having some symptoms.
Okay. Do you recall what month it was that you stopped this year?
It's in March, right after my birthday.
Okay. March of 2024. And mm-hmm. How often did you use these products? Would you say weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
You said it was like about 9, like if you divide it to weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. So would you say you use the products weekly or monthly or 4 times? I have to select one.
Or 4 times. I guess monthly was the closest.
Okay, thank you. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products?
So if I stop this year, so that's 8 years.
Okay. Thank you. 8 years. And did you use hair relaxer products in a salon or at home?
I went to, there's like a beauty college in uh-huh. close to where I live at. They do hair there. Okay. Get it done there.
Okay. Thank you. And what hair relaxer products did you use? Do you recall the brand name?
It was Fabulexo.
Okay. What was the hair relaxer product called? Fab?
Yeah, F-A-B. Fab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxing products for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
I did chemo for 4 months.
Okay.
I would go once a month.
Okay.
And then eventually the doctor recommended a hysterectomy, and okay. then I had to be put on pain medicine after that.
Okay. And when was your first treatment date? When did you first start getting treatment?
It was July 26th of this year.
So 2024, thank you. And was your treatment done by Dr. Timothy Leach?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that was done at Muir?
John Muir.
Okay, mm-hmm. John Muir. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled J-O-N-E-S, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
It's 419. 370808.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have an email address here for you, tjones220@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 126 Essa Drive, ESA, restaurant, and it's in Vallejo, California, 94591.
Thank you. And then is there a building number, apartment number, or no, it's just 126?
No, it's a house, just 126.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah, if you guys need them, I could get them. I just have to find everything.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Sure. I can give you my cousin.
Okay. What is your cousin's name?
It's Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A.
Mm-hmm.
Her last name is Fowler. And let me just find her number.
Is that Fowler with a F?
F-O-W-L-E-R.
Thank you.
And it's her phone number is 205-215-3969.
Thank you. Okay. And then, okay. And then, were there any other brands of hair relaxing products that you used besides the Fabuloxer?
No, that was the only one I used.
Okay. Okay. And I have your date of birth as 03-22-1991. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer June 15th, 2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Then I have Dr. Timothy Leach, who was the diagnosing and treating doctor. And you saw him out of John Muir Health in Walnut Creek?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then you don't have a suffix to your name, right? No junior, no senior?
No.
Okay. And then I have your social as 419-370808. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your address as 126 Essa Drive, Vallejo, California, 94591.
Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I've done one before.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Give me 1 second while I populate the documents. And then
okay.
it'll get sent to your email as well, which is tjones220@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Let me know when you see that come through.
I just got it.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and press that link. I'll stay on the phone in case you have any questions.
Okay. And then I don't have to pay anything like up front.
No.
Before
no. Nothing. You won't ever have to pay anything out of pocket. The fees come out of the settlement. So if there is no settlement, you don't owe them any money.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, how long do these type of claims usually take?
It depends on how easy it is to get medical records, how extensive they're able to make. Because it is dependent on the reaction that you had to the product. So it's individually based. But the law firm will be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks. So it's really important that you, if you miss their call, that you get back to them, because they won't be able to start the process until they do their case verification and they hear from you. They will leave.
And then I just...
Pardon?
Oh, I was just saying I finished signing the document.
Oh, perfect. Yep, I see that here. Yep, you're all good to go. I would keep an eye out for a call from I believe it's a 909 number that they call from, but it may be different. But if you miss their call, they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. And just try and get in touch with them as soon as you can. I know the holidays are coming up and it's a busy time. But if they don't hear from you within 14 days of contact, then the documents will get voided.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Okay, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'm sorry you had to go through this because of the hair relaxing products.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.